Storyteller Kevin Kling has a tale about finding memories in unexpected places.
I live in Minnesota and grew up in the northern suburbs of Minneapolis. And several years ago, I was eating at a restaurant in New Orleans and noticed three or four guys working on a plate of crawfish. Something about them was familiar, and I realized it was the hair. I knew those haircuts. We called it hockey hair in junior high, and there was one barber everyone went to between the towns of Blaine and Coon Rapids for this cut. So I walked up to the table and I said, "Hey, are you guys from Blaine or Coon Rapids?" "Blaine." "Hey, I'm from Osseo." "All right." I mentioned the barbershop, and "Oh yeah, he's still open." When I got back home, I dug into my box of old school pictures. And as I looked through the years of pictures, memories unfolded. There was the grade school of missing teeth. I remember one front tooth was loose but wouldn't fall out in time for picture day, so my brother and I tied it to the dog, opened the front door, and said, "Outside." There was another one where I'm wearing my favorite orange sweater, a gift from my favorite grandmother, now gone. And sure enough, there's my picture with hockey hair. My dad was so mad at that picture, he took me to his barber, Andy, to have my hair fixed. The barber's name wasn't really Andy, but he looked like Andy the Panda from the cartoon, so that's what me and my brother called him. Andy had pictures all over his barbershop of different hairstyles, and he let you go through and point out which cut you wanted, and then he gave you a buzz cut that looked like the picture of Jerry Van Dyke, the brother of actor Dick Van Dyke. Andy would run the clippers over your head and say stuff like, "Hey, how long you had that birthmark?" And then when he was finished, he'd vacuum your head. Oh, man, that felt good. And then run over your new cut with blue stuff, this alcohol-based cologne with a smell that lasted almost as long as the haircut. There was a sign in Andy's shop that read, "A good haircut falls between something you had and something you wanted." But everyone left Andy's with something between what you had and a Jerry Van Dyke. I looked through my school pictures I traded with fellow classmates. Stephanie Ashford, man, I had a big crush on her. Katie Walsh, holding up her bracelet for her brother in Vietnam, another kid who went to Vietnam. Clarence Olson, who I ran into a couple of months and he looks just like his picture. Lee Gustafson, pick him first for dodgeball. Man, would I even have these memories without these photos? Of course. Yet how does one access these moments without a key, a password, a photograph? The novelist and arts critic John Berger writes of photography as an event captured in time. He says, "Photography will always be linked to history, a moment, an instant in time. There's an amazing beauty and artistry in capturing a moment, and one of the gifts of a photograph is not only what it represents, but what it conjures." There's a photographer named Disfarmer from Arkansas. Disfarmer lived in the town of Heber Springs through the 30s and 40s, taking portraits of the townspeople. I love paging through his work. There's a farmer, a man in uniform, a favorite dress, a dog, sisters, two brothers. And most of the people now are long, long gone, people and pets. Disfarmer worked without judgment or sentimentality, yet with each photograph a story unfolds, and my mind races to fill their lives. Why did that guy pick that hat? Why are those two holding hands? Who is that mysterious lady? In my box of school pictures, I have all these answers. The photographs are the keys that unlock the chambers to my past. They open the doors to the people and events that fell between what I had and what I wanted. What an incredible gift.
Storyteller Kevin Kling lives and writes plays in Minnesota.